Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Hey guys, it's Meredith Hartley from Me Squared Solutions, and I want to tell you about what my favorite sushi restaurant taught me about business. So last year, there was this 1 week from hell. My husband was out of town, my kids were sick, and I had to bring home a stack of files that thick to work on at home to meet this huge deadline. And I was driving home from work early to be with my kids. I drove by my favorite sushi restaurant. It's a Sushi Sakai in Spokane Valley. And I thought, you know what? If I am going to have to work all night long and have sick kids, I'm going to have some sushi, dang it. So I pulled over, I ran inside, and the hostess, Amy, greeted me, and she knows me, my husband, pretty well because we're always there. She brought me the menu and she asked where he was. And I explained that Cameron was out of town and I was going home to sick kids. I was just really quick, needed takeout, and she brought me a glass of water, asked me if I was okay, and she waited while I agonized over the menu. I had to pick between the special and one of my favorites. And the special won out. I settled down with my files and they went off to make my sushi. And I ignored the rest of the world. I wasn't paying attention to anything else happening, just sitting at the bar waiting for my sushi. Well, a few minutes later, when my sushi came out, there was an extra roll in it. The old favorite that I'd been debating ordering and had chosen against. It's called the Valley Volcano. It's this thick, amazing, spicy creation of heaven in your mouth, like angels dancing on your taste buds. It totally lives up to its name. But I said, oh, hey, you gave me an extra roll. I didn't order the Valley Volcano. I just got the special. Well, they knew. The sushi chef had overheard my conversation about my husband being out of town and my kids being sick. And he knew it was one of my favorites. So he made it for me anyway. He'd overheard everything, and he just wanted to do something nice for me. It wasn't anything huge, and I guarantee you the sushi roll, it didn't cost them that much. But for me, it was magic. I really needed a pickup that day. I was having a really, really hard day. And he noticed. He was busy doing his work. He was making tons of rolls, handling a very, very busy, busy Friday night. And he noticed that I was having a bad day. And now, I already loved this place. I already raved about it. But I started telling everyone the story and how much I loved the sushi and just how wonderful the people were. And my friends started begging me to take them to Mare's favorite magic sushi joint. So I did. And here's the thing. We spend a lot of time being busy. But busy isn't a virtue. When you ask someone why they like their lawyer or their hairstylist, they're never going to answer, oh my gosh, she's the best. I know because she's super busy and frantic and running around all the time. She's so busy. Nope. The magic isn't in being busy. It's noticing what's going on around you, recognizing a need, and filling it. That's what I love about this restaurant. The service is great, the food is great, but that was the extra magic touch. Now, before I just loved their products, now I have a relationship with them. I am loyal to them because they were loyal to me. They were kind to me. They noticed me. I feel like they recognize me as a customer, so I'm more loyal. It's because the chef took a minute to stop being busy and notice my need. So, by the way, thanks, James. Thanks, Amy. I really appreciate it. That was very, very kind of you. So I want you, as you go through this week, to think about what are you doing that's holding you back from noticing the needs around you? What extra busy is filling up your life? These are the opportunities you have to delight your customers. That's what you're missing when you're too busy. What would you do different if you noticed those needs? Think about it. Building a relationship with your customers is just that easy. It's just noticing a need when you stop being busy, when you stop focusing on the details of your work and start focusing on your customer's situation, their needs, their wants, their desires, just whether or not they're having a bad day. That's the difference between customers liking you and loving you and being passionate and advocating for you. Now, I have a quote here that I really, really appreciate. It's from Erica Hill when she participated in the Huffington Post's Third Metric Conference, which was a conference of women in high-level positions discussing success. And she said, "I've stopped trying to read 3 newspapers before sunrise, and yet somehow I feel more knowledgeable, perhaps because I finally awakened to the world around me and all it was trying to offer." Newspapers are great, reports are great, Facebook is great, getting caught up on current events is great. But if you want to be really good in business, you've got to look up and notice what is going on around you. That's where the magic is. Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2014 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But now, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.